Senate please come to order? Will the members vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 16 members present this morning. Senators Collins and Yulin are excused from the call of the Senate.
Please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, Lou Rooker of the Northern Lights United Church.
Let's pray. God of all peoples and nations, bless this assembly of men and women as they gather to do the work of the Senate of Alaska. We give you thanks for the weekend, for the glimmers of the promise of spring. We also give you thanks for the return of Senator Fahrenkamp and ask your continued strength for her. Lord, we continue to pray for the peace of the world, remembering that there are many who do not live in peace. We pray for the prosperity of the world, knowing there are many who have no food this day. We pray for justice in the world, knowing there are still many who are oppressed. O God, hear our prayers for the powerful, that we may use our power to advance peace, prosperity, and justice in your name. Amen.
Amen. Will Senator Pierce lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Zarroff?
Mr. President, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Will Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 66th, 67th, 68th, 69th, 70th, and 71st legislative days.
Senator Alford?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals be approved and certified by the Senate Secretary.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Introduction of guests. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, in the far gallery is a good friend of mine sitting next to Alex Miller, a lady that I've known for many, many years, who's made significant contributions to aviation in Alaska, and is someone that I'm certainly proud to call a friend and constituent, Nancy Trout. Welcome to the Senate.
Senator Cotton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll introduce a constituent of Senator Fisher, although he just left, and my brother-in-law and possibly the youngest Marine pilot in Alaska, Captain Vincent Tilliam.
Senator Frank.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, it's certainly good to have Betty back, and I know everybody feels the same way I do about that, but also I wanted to make sure that we didn't forget about Shirley in Senator Ziegler's gallery. Shirley has, I know, been just a tremendous friend and a help to Betty in her convalescence, and please help us welcome Betty.
Senator Menard.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the Ziegler Gallery, I guess everyone likes it over there, and we got no one over here today. I don't know whether they're telling us a message or not, but Senator Curtula and I have a constituent in the Ziegler Gallery, and he's with the MEA board member. Please help us welcome Jess Lee.
Are there any further inductions? Messages from the governor?
There are no messages this afternoon, Mr. President.
Messages from the House?
Message dated March 27th. The House has passed and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill 75 finance by the Finance Committee. An act making appropriations for the operating and loan program expenses of state government and to capitalize funds and provide for an effective date.
This is a state budget, finance.
And those are all the messages from the House this morning, Mr. President.
Communications?
There are no communications this morning.
Reports of standing committees?
Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 13 proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska creating an Economic Development Fund. The majority of the committee reports it back with no recommendation. The report was signed by Senator Pierce, Chair, concurring Senators Collins and Halford. Senator Lyson signed due pass, fiscal note attached. Senate Joint Resolution Number 13 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill Number 101, Jurisdiction of the District Court, recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute reports it back as follows. Senator Halford, Chair, and Senator Rohde signed due pass. Senator Adams, Frank, and Collins signed no recommendation. Fiscal note and zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill number 101 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 148, special appropriations for the purchase of the inholdings of the Saldovia Native Association and the timber rights of the Timber Trading Company. The majority committee reports back with no recommendation. Report was signed by Senator Pierce Chair, concurring Senators Halford and Collins. Zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill 148 has a further referral to the Resources Committee. Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 158, interest rate on unpaid and overpaid taxes, and to the due dates for an interest on unpaid and overpaid royalties and net profit share payments from state resources. Majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with the Finance Committee substitute and due pass. Report was signed by Senators Pershaw and Cotullo, co-chairs, concurring Senators Adams, Hoffman, and Duncan. Senator Schultz and Ewing signed no recommendation. Fiscal note attached. Senate Bill 158 has no further referral.
Rules.
Labor and Commerce Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 13, Labor and Commerce, Public Accountancy. And majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with Senate CS for House Bill 13, Labor and Commerce, and due pass. Report was signed by Senator Pierce Chair, concurring Senators Elias and Collins and Halford. Previous House fiscal note, and the committee also attaches the letter of intent. Committee substitute for House Bill number 13, Labor and Commerce, has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Rules Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution number 20, Kodiak Island as a bicentennial community in 1992, and Senate Bill number 163, Budget and Finances of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, recommends they be calendar. Reports were signed by Senator Jaroff, Chair, concurring Senators Elias and Duncan Halford. This resolution and bill do appear on today's calendar, and those are all the standing committee reports today.
Thank you. Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution number 25 by Senator Menard relating to regulation of underground petroleum storage tanks.
Resources.
And those are all the resolutions this afternoon.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 85 by Senator Kurtula, an act prohibiting under the Alaska Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act certain sales of milk, authorizing embargo and detention remedies in the case of a violation of the prohibition, and making the Commission of Environmental Conservation responsible for enforcing that prohibition.
Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill number 231 by Senator Menard, an act authorizing the Commissioner of Natural Resources to convey land within the Chugach State Park to the municipality of Anchorage.
CNRA, Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill number 232 by Senator Frank, an act relating to revenue bonds issued by the University of Alaska and approving the issuance of revenue bonds for construction of a student recreation center at the University of Alaska Fairbanks and providing for an effective date.
Yes, Finance.
Senate Bill number 233 by Senator Petula, an act making appropriations from the capital reserve funds of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation for water and sewer projects and providing for an effective date.
CNRA, Finance.
And those are all the new bills for introduction this afternoon.
Thank you. Consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Bill number 163 by Senators Adams and Pershaw, an act relating to the budget and finances of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. Finance Committee considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute and due pass. Report was signed by Senator Pershaw, Chair, concurring Senators Adams, Hoffman, Schultz, Duncan, and Ewing. Senator Kurtula signed no recommendation. Zero fiscal note attached. Rules Committee considered the bill recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Jaroff, Chair, concurring. Senators Elias and Halford and Duncan. There's a Finance Committee substitute.
We have brief at ease.
Consent that the Finance CS for Senate Bill number 163 be adopted.
Hearing no objection, motion carries.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 163, Finance, an act relating to the budget and finances of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation and the Alaska Industrial Development Export Authority.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Alford?
I move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for Senate Bill 163, Finance, be considered engrossed, advance the third reading, and place in final passage.
Without objection, committee substitute Senate Bill 163, Finance, is in third reading. The Secretary read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill 163, Finance, an act relating to the budget and finances of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation and the Alaska Industrial Development Export Authority.
Discussion?
Mr. President.
Senator Sturgeon.
Yes, through the chair to the sponsor of the legislation. One of the conditions in terms of finding out about excess funds comes after the condition is met of money in excess of the amount required to fulfill the purposes of the corporation during the next fiscal years available for appropriation, without breaching any current contracts, et cetera. But what happens, one of the things that this corporation has to do, it doesn't have the same kind of capital building needs that many corporations would have, but it does have a need for seeing that at some future date, it may need to have a good deal of cash to set aside as reserves to meet future needs for bond sales. And I guess I need some assurance this is not to phase out the corporation, but would allow for the needed capital accumulation so that the corporation in the longer term, beyond the current year, would be able to have the funds it needs to provide adequate reserves.
Senator Adams.
This piece of legislation here basically is just housekeeping. It was stated in the 1985 Attorney General's opinion that we need in a rational manner to look at the assets. And on a yearly basis, we can look at this investment on AHFC as a billion-dollar investment that we have that we need to keep track of to make them viable. As you recall, we had such things as Alaska Renewable Resources that we didn't take care of, and now that's defunct. But this piece of legislation, I think it's good that we can see the strength of this corporation. The only section that was added, Section 2, which is also for ADA, which is added, so you can look at that on a yearly basis. I know that perhaps in the future that you'd like to look at perhaps the Municipal Bond Bank or perhaps the Alaska Energy Authority to keep track of their assets. This is not an appropriation bill. It just keeps track of their assets on a yearly basis. This is housekeeping. It should have been done early when we started some of these entities. And it's not to take away from Housing Authority, but I do believe in the future that we need to get out of the housing business.
Senator Drzewski.
I'd like to pursue that a little bit. I'm talking about Section 1, starting on page 1, line 10. Money, the legislature can appropriate dollars in excess of the amount required to fulfill the purpose of the corporation during the next fiscal year. It's available for appropriation. We can't breach any agreements. I agree with all of that. Now, I totally agree that we should look at the health of that corporation, but I also understand this is not related to profits or anything else. Does that mean that the corporation couldn't, say, accumulate $50 million a year because they needed those dollars to have a future bond sale, and they may need to come up with $300 million. Now, the way this is worded, it looks like we take care of this year's needs, but it doesn't seem to allow that flexibility for the future, and I'm just trying to find out what the intent of this is.
Senator Adams.
Yes. Every January 10th, the legislature gets a AHFC report, which you can look at that. This bill in no way takes away the strength if they want to go into future bonding. All they do is notify the legislature the amount needed to fulfill the purposes if they want to go out to bonding. That's all they do is telling. This is not an appropriation bill. It's just an amount to tell us what in excess they have.
Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, from my point of view, this bill is a tap into the corpus of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation because it provides for direct legislative appropriation that we have not provided for in other corporations. AHFC now has the strictest auditing requirements of any state corporation, period, bar none. We know what's going on there now. What it would do is each year require a ratchet down of AHFC regardless of what the demands of Alaskans might be for better housing. In each of our constituencies, with the exception of just a couple in this state, it would mean year after year the availability of less and less, mortgage money. And I don't need to tell anybody on this floor the impact that AHFC has had in buoying the real estate market. Without AHFC, the real estate market in this state would have sunk the levels that we saw in some parts of Texas and Oklahoma. We didn't see those dramatic drops. Certainly, we saw drops in far more than we wanted. But AHFC was a major counterbalance to those economic factors which would force real estate values down. This is not the time to tinker with the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. It will send a clear message to those people on Wall Street who rate bonds. And the message will be that the legislature is going to strip the capital out of AHFC because we have declining revenue sources. And as a consequence, the bonds will be rated lower. Alaskans will pay more interest rate. Again, this will have an adverse impact on the real estate value of every single person in this state, with possibly a few exceptions. It is difficult to overestimate the impact that Alaska Housing Finance Corporation has in stabilizing real estate values. I'm going to cast a no vote, and I would encourage you to do the same.
Senator Frank?
Excuse me. Thank you. I think the bill is a rational bill. I think that the legislature ought to know how much money is in the AHFC, and we ought to make decisions that are informed and not knee-jerk in nature. This bill, I think, is an attempt to provide information to the legislature on an annual basis so that we will understand whether or not funds, earnings from AHFC are available for appropriation or whether they're not. If we don't have a good source of information that's provided to us in a stable fashion over time, I think the danger that we might act in a knee-jerk fashion or an uninformed fashion at a time when revenues may plummet, as they have in the past, is a greater likelihood. I think that that if Wall Street understands that the legislature understands this corporation and that we are well informed about its need for capital and its long-range financial plans, scheduled bond sales, likely bond sales, that they'll gain more comfort in the fact that we aren't going to make a knee-jerk decision, but we're going to make a rational decision. If we can utilize excess earnings above and beyond the needs of AHFC, that's a decision the legislature might choose to make. But the worst thing would be for us to make an uninformed decision because we haven't been able to get the information from the AHFC in the past. It's always been, oh, let's take a look at AHFC whenever the budget's gone or when the revenues have gone down. And we haven't ever gotten good information from them on this. I think this bill is a move to get better information and to do it in a rational approach, and that's why I support it.
Senator Rodin.
Mr. President, in response to my distinguished colleague from Fairbanks' statements, the figures and the information that you just spoke about are available this very day. They have been available. As I mentioned previously, AHFC has far stricter auditing and disclosure requirements than any other state corporation. We could stop business on the floor, I could get the report out, and I could show you exactly what capital, what commitments there are, whatever information you wanted, it's there now. That is not a greater concern as taking any money that is in excess to this year's needs, regardless of what next year's might be, putting that on the table for legislative appropriation. I think it's a dangerous precedent. I think it will have very adverse effect on AHFC, and I can guarantee it will have an absolutely devastating effect on the real estate market in the state.
Senator Sturgluski?
Yes, I believe personally that Alaska Housing Finance Corporation got to be far too large, too dominant a player in the housing market of Alaska. And there's no We put 1.3 billion bucks into that agency, and I feel that, well, the state should get a return. And I fully feel, from what I've seen, that we could, in fact, get a return. What concerns me about this is there's nothing in it that says calls for long-term needs of the corporation to carry out the mandate of the corporation. What this is, by focusing on the very narrow looking to excess to the current years, it completely forgets about how we're going to carry out the statutory program of Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. We should adjust that corporation, it seems to me, through the statutory route where we tell them what we want them to do, and then to allow the flexibility in having the capital to meet that. So it isn't a question that the state shouldn't get a return. I think they should. It isn't a question that Alaska Housing should, it shouldn't be such a dominant player. I don't think it should be, but I don't think that this is the way to do it, and I can't support it with the very short-term view that it takes of Alaska Housing.
Senator Adams? Senator Halford, Senator City.
Mr. President, with regard to this legislation, if, in fact, it doesn't do anything that's not already required by law, then obviously it can't do any harm. But if, in fact, it provides information to this body with which to make decisions in a better way than we've made some of the other decisions, the House has already passed an appropriation from this reserve this year. There's legislation introduced in this body to appropriate from this reserve. I don't think having the information is anything wrong. In fact, we know that historically the Alaska Housing Finance Organization has provided over the last decade the most regressive subsidy transfer in the history of the state of Alaska. Hundreds of millions of dollars went to people who had to make $40,000 a year to qualify for the maximum subsidy, because that's what you had to make to get the 28% of your income payments to go into that. That was happening at the same time the last two governors are proposing cutting the COLA out of aid to families with dependent children. I don't think having the information available to us so that we can look at AHFC is a bad idea. I don't think we should take a short-term view, but if a short-term view is taken, it will be taken by the legislature, not by AHFC. Certainly AHFC will have a forever program, probably, in the federal subsidy pass-throughs of things like the veterans fund. So those things will go on forever. But to look at the information from AHFC and say that knowing what is there is a danger to housing values, is a danger to the marketplace, I think is a serious mistake. And to say that because we have the information, the legislature will take the short-term view is a sad reflection on the process. I support the legislation. I move and ask unanimous consent to be added as a co-sponsor.
Hearing no objection, the motion carries. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, many of the proponents of this bill conveniently respond that this is just reporting, and if it's already available, why not pass it? They conveniently forget, and I would draw the members' attention to page 2, lines 1 and 2, where it says, is available for appropriation by the legislature in the next fiscal year. This does more than require reporting. There's adequate reporting now. Anybody on this floor could figure out in 3 minutes what amount of money is unencumbered and what excesses or reserves the corporation has. No, this bill does something different, and I want to be very clear on that for each and every one of you, because it will have an impact on each and every one of your constituencies. It puts a direct tap into the corpus of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, and the tap that removes that money will have a devastating effect on the real estate market in this state and on the investment of hundreds of thousands of hardworking Alaskans. It's not a matter of conjecture. We have been told of the difficult nature of our real estate economy. We are improving, hopefully. Things like this will only further drive down the market and devalue the assets of hundreds of thousands of hardworking Alaskans. That's the reason that I asked you to vote against it.
Is there any further discussion? Senator Cotton.
Well, I've enjoyed this because I wasn't sure exactly what this legislation did. On its face, it is a reporting requirement, and perhaps it does allow for a tap. I think the tap was already legally allowed. This just sort of it gives a roadmap as to where the largest vein is for extracting the dollars. And maybe it is the camel's nose under the tent, and the last cliche, honest, is that I think somebody else already pointed this out, is that we are going to do that tap. We ought to do it with our eyes open instead of closed. And I think this makes it very clear to the legislature what the choices are. And I think there's a lot of other funds and other piles of money around here that the legislature is going to have those same kind of opportunities for choices on, or at least I think they ought to.
Senator Adams.
Last one, Mr. President. Is the speaker from Eagle River is correct that we had this option by AG's opinion to tap the assets anytime we wanted to, and that is correct. One of the things that you have done is right across House Bill number 75 in the front section, it takes $4 million from AHFC to the Children's Trust Fund, but we still don't know how much amount that we have there. The next thing that you will be debating is under their guaranteed investment contracts with executive life on SBS, you will be asked one day to put up front $132 million possibility. You might not want to put up general funds. You might want, this might be a potential place for perhaps an investment. But I'm saying that this money that is in here, anytime you have any investments or assets, they have been as a state asset that can be deposited to the general fund. But this leaves it, it's not an appropriation bill. You will have to do that in the future if you'd like that. If not, keep it within the corporation, keep it solid and whole.
Mr. President,
Senator Churchill,
I feel like breaking into song. I've been on vacation too long, but we have done it before, and we will do it again, except that I think we're looking at doing it again in a much larger vein. We're talking about being comfortable. I'd be a whale of a lot more comfortable if this did say something along calling for the long-term needs of the corporation to carry out its statutory mandate, but I'm not going to belabor it. I'm not going to support it, but I feel pretty strongly that this does exactly what has been referred to on the floor and says, so long, we'll see you. You're going to be out of business. I think there's other ways to do it.
Senator Frank.
I don't think the corporation would be prohibited from reporting to the legislature, and I would be shocked if they didn't lay out their long-term needs and their long-term cash requirements and say, you know, even though there is money available for appropriations, these are the ramifications of making those kinds of decisions and that sort of thing. I would expect their report to be quite long range in nature and to provide all the downside of doing anything like taking money from them.
Senator Rudy.
I just have to do this, Mr. President. To use Senator Cotton's analogy, this is more like a heart transplant, except we don't really have anything ready to go in its place. And I think that is going to be the net effect on AHFC.
Senator Dr. Katula.
Two of the very interested parties to this legislation, I'm not even sure they're on the same side, but one of them had a great deal to do with the appropriation process. So when they put in the last $350 million, it's not here. The gentleman that was supposed to carry the amendments couldn't be here today, missed the plane. And so I would put on a call to the House, say, for the fact that I don't really want to do them a discourtesy, so I'm going to move that we hold this bill over, because it would be available anyway, for one legislative day for final decision, so that they do have an opportunity to be here. I'm pretty certain Pat Pichot is not excused from call to House.
Hearing no objection.
No objection.
Motion carries. Clerk, read the next item of business.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 20 by Senator Jaroff relating to Kodiak Island as a bicentennial community in 1992. State Affairs Committee considered the resolution recommends due pass. Report was signed by Senator Rody Chair, concurring Senators Duncan, Ewing, Fisher, and Pichot. Zero fiscal note. Rules Committee considered the bill recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Jaroff, Chair, concurring Senators Elias and Duncan and Halford.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Question being, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 20 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote?
Yes. Yes, you have. Could you vote, please?
Secretary, I'll lock the roll.
Wait, Senator, we didn't.
Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll.
Senator Rudy hasn't voted yet.
I pushed my button.
We've reopened it. Please vote. All right. Okay.
Secretary will record the roll. And so, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 20 has passed the Senate by a vote of 17 yeas, 0 nays.
Citations honoring Cook Inlet Region Incorporated by Senators Pierce, Jara, Fahrenkamp, Sturgeluski, Collins, Menard, Duncan, Pershaw, Adams, Fisher, Ewing, Rody, Cotton, Halford, and Eliason. Honoring Tony Parker, Senators Fisher, Jara, Collins, Menard, Pierce, Duncan.
Senator
Tulin. I'd move and ask the unanimous consent that I'd be shown as a sponsor of the Filipino community, the Rick Swenson, and the Larry and Norma DeVillibus citations.
Hearing no objection. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I also be shown as a co-sponsor of the citation honoring Rick Swenson.
Hearing no objection. Motion carries. Senator Frank.
I would move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added as a co-sponsor to all the citations.
No objection. Secretary Petinia.
In memoriam Horace Smoke, Senators Hoffman, Jaroff, Menard, Adams, Halford, Frank, honoring the Filipino community of Anchorage, Senators Jaroff, Ewing, Sturzlewski, Pierce, Menard, Duncan, Adams, Cotton, Halford, Cotula, and Frank, honoring Rick Swenson, Senators Fahrenkamp, Frank, Jaroff, Fisher, Ewing, Sturzlewski, Pierce, Menard, Jones, Duncan, Schultz, Adams, Halford, Cotula, and Hoffman, memoriam Charles Purvis, Senators Fahrenkamp, Menard, and Halford, honoring Larry and Norma Devilbiss, Senators Halford, Menard, Cotula, Pierce, Brody, Menard, Cotton, Cotula, and Frank. In memoriam, Christine Pennington and Jonathan Patterson. Senators Jaroff, Fahrenkamp, Brody, Menard, and Frank.
Senator Halford. Hearing no objection. Motion carries.
Mr. President.
Senator Jaroff.
Thank you, Mr. President. May we return to introduction of guests?
We may.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the Ziegler Gallery here, I know a number of us that have been around a while have wondered where Ginger has gone. She has moved to Dellingham. She is now a constituent of mine. I'd like to welcome her to the Senate, Ginger Bames.
Unfinished business. Senator Jaroff.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the Senate, not subject to a call on February 5th on state business.
February 5th, next year?
How about April 5th?
I don't mind February.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Under unfinished business, I'd like to make an additional referral to Senate Bill Number 184, an act relating to correctional industries. The referrals are Labor and Commerce, HESS, and Finance. Is there any further unfinished business? Announcements? Senator Sturgalewski.
Yes, two announcements, if I may. One, we're going to have 8 a.m. in the Budget Rich Room. The Senate Task Committee will be taking up Senate Bill 65, the response subcommittee for the Mental Health Trust Land. And I also have an announcement. There's going to be a special induction today. And we do need some new blood, and we have it. We have the newest member of the Over the Hill gang today. The inductee is Senator Drew Pierce, and she's going to be celebrating her birthday for the 40th time. And there's going to be carrot cake. I don't know if that's symbolic. It's like age, you know. Served in the Budget Rich Room immediately following the session. Happy birthday.
Senator Fahrenkamp.
Announcement, please, that the Legislative Council will meet April 4th in the Governor's Conference Room at 11 a.m. They'll look again at television equipment.
New perspective. Senator Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate rules will meet. We're scheduled for the Buttrovich Room, but it may be the Belts Room. We may yield to the carrot cake. We'll have five pieces of legislation. Senate Bill 3 is a protection of elderly persons from harm. Senate Bill 131, notice requirements for adoption, amendment, or repeal of regulations for meeting of public agencies and state elections. Senate Concurrent Resolution 5, expansion of the youth courts to other areas of the state. SJR 6, prohibiting the desecration of the U.S. flag. SJR 21, oil and gas exploration and production in Anwar.
Any further announcements? Caucus. Wait for these.
Thank you, Mr. President. There will be a caucus in the Buttrovich Room tonight for those interested in meeting with representatives of the administration on the SBS situation.
5 o'clock.
Also, we will be having a joint session tomorrow, so we'll be coming in at 10 instead of 11.
Thank you. Any further announcements? Special orders. Senator Halford?
Move and ask unanimous consent. The Senate stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.